The last couple of years have seen high-profile mass shootings and other terrorist attacks. Aurora, Newtown, the Boston bombing. Here in Pittsburgh, we've seen the same. Last year, a gunman opened fire at Western Psychiatric Institute and Clinic, killing one person and injuring seven. And a few years ago, a man walked into an aerobics class at LA Fitness and started shooting, killing three women and injuring nine. There are also regular incidents of community and street violence. Last month, a gunman injured two women and killed a 15-month-old in the East Hills. When those incidents occur, police and paramedics respond immediately, and so does a group from the Center for Victims. Mary Jo Harwood runs the Dialogue and Resolution Center at the Center for Victims.
Sometimes the police will call us and say, will you accompany with us, come with us to the crime scene and assist with the victims. So we've been at different incidences of mass casualty at the same time or close to the same time that the police arrive, and we assist directly with the victims in terms of supporting them when they have to give their statements to the police. We help them when they're in that traumatic state in terms of being able to feel safe and secure.
They use a model that helps people understand what typical trauma reactions are and what might trigger panic attacks so they can be prepared for the first couple days, weeks, and months in recovery.
That's the feedback we get with folks, that had we not helped them identify those things, they would have thought they were going crazy. They would have felt like their life was completely shattered.
Harwood says the emotional response for people who are experiencing a mass event is, at its core, not that different from someone who has experienced an individual act of violence. It just takes on a different feel when many people are experiencing it all at once.
They go into a sense of isolation in an attempt to protect themselves from it ever happening again. So when people as a group have all experienced the same thing and you bring them together, they validate each other and they learn from each other in terms of the coping skills that can be helpful in terms of recovering from that traumatic experience.
But in some ways, it is different. Jeffrey McGill is the project coordinator for behavioral health emergency management at Western Psych. He says in the immediate aftermath, there's a lot of stabilization that takes place. And while he knows how to do the long-term care, the vulnerability people experience after a shooting or terrorist attack is unlike anything else.
People are creatures of habit and familiarity, and the more we can begin to put familiarity in an unfamiliar situation and put those pieces back together, I think it helps that stabilization and recovery process.
McGill and a couple dozen others were at a 3-day training at the Center for Victims last week, where they were taught the ins and outs of responding to a mass casualty event. Mary Jo Harwood led the training. They covered everything from how to put together the right response team, a child development specialist if children are involved, making sure the team reflects the community, keeping cultural and religious sensitivities in mind, and also reminded responders to remember to eat and take care of themselves. Attendees were from various organizations. Some, like Lizzie Anderson, who works at a museum, were there on their own accord.
I think with the world that we live in, the unfortunate fact is that these things keep on happening more and more. And I would like to be prepared for something that might happen in my community, whether it's my specific community or in the greater community of Pittsburgh or of this country.
Anderson has worked in domestic violence shelters, but has never responded to a mass attack. But some of the attendees, like Rhonda Urquhart from the Center for Victims, has responded to many incidents over the last 17 years. The work can be emotionally difficult. She says the responders help each other out.
We usually debrief afterwards. I always say that we're like sponges. We wring ourselves out on each other, and we absorb each other's pain and sorrow. But we also laugh a lot. So we use each other, you know, very, very much.
Mary Jo Harwood says they work primarily with victims of violence because the emotional response is different than for victims of natural disasters.
When it's at the hands of another human being, it's so much more difficult for people to get their heads around, why would somebody intentionally inflict this pain and horror on me or my family or on my loved ones?
She says for victims of violence, the recovery rate is longer because of what is called secondary victimization. Dealing with medical issues and watching the aftermath play out in the court or media doesn't allow people to heal as easily. I'm Erica Barris, 90.5 WESA News.